Alright, everyone. I think we finished for the day. Great job on today's work. No problems, right? I'll take that silence as a no. I'll see you guys Monday then. Remember to bring in your homework on Monday. Especially you, Chloe. Cheer practice is not an excuse. That'll be 3 missing assignments and a phone call home, so just get them done. Oh, wait a minute, young man. Yeah, you. Shut that door for me, will you? And come stand in front of my desk. Thank you. Come on over. Now. Where were they? Ah, here we go. Can you guess what these are? Judging by the look on your face, I'm guessing not. This stack of paper are your old tests, homework assignments, just an odd bit of work you've done in class here and there. And on top of that is a mark sheet I use to track the grades of the people in my class. You see I've highlighted your name. Please be a dear and look at it for me. Do you see a problem? You don't. Well, let me be the one to give you some enlightenment. Now, I know I give my classes a lot more assignments and practice tests than your other teachers, but it's all for a good reason. It allows me to see what your final grade may be. You said you don't see a problem with your grades, but I do. You've gotten C's, C minuses, a few odd D's here and there, and one B. Still see no problem? You guess you can see it? The class average is a B or a B plus, and that's if we take you out of the class average. Put you back in, and our class average is brought down to a C. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a pretty big problem here. It's not a recent problem either. Going back to the beginning of your junior year, I can see that's exactly where your grades started to come down in my class. Before that, you were a straight A student, but not anymore. It's an issue, mister. It's a big issue. Saying sorry won't give you an A. Doing well in my class will. And only this class. Would you like to tell me why it's only this class your grades are dipping in? I've had a chat with your other teachers, and apparently you're a genius in your other classes. Always chipping in and answering questions. Always being the one everyone wants on their group project because they're guaranteed a passing grade. Not this class, though. You sit in the back, look down at your desk, and you don't say anything apart from when I take attendance. Would you mind telling me why you're failing this class, but not your others? I doubt it's an issue with the work and its difficulty, but that's hardly a problem I won't be able to solve if that's the case. So tell me, what's the problem? Standing there silent and red-faced isn't going to let me help you. I need to hear you say what the problem is. So what is it, mister? I'm the problem. And what do you mean by that? Am I that bad of a teacher because judging by everyone else's grades, I highly doubt that. I distract you. I'm sorry, but how can I distract you when I hardly look up from my desk? I hardly look at you either. It's the way I look. And what's that supposed to mean, young man? And be careful with your words as well. Blaming me for your poor performance is already putting you on thin ice. You find me impossible to stop looking at. To stop thinking about when you're in my class. What on earth do you... You find me attractive. Really attractive. You have a what on me?
A crush.
That's highly inappropriate. Well, I guess you can't control it. And what is it about me that you find attractive? No, it's fine. I want you to tell me. You like my face? You think it's beautiful? And you like how I dress? What do you mean there are other things? Come on, tell me. Oh. I'll let it slide since I told you to tell me, but let's not discuss my breasts and butt again, okay? So, you find it hard to concentrate on the work in class because you find it hard to stop looking at me. And you can't do the work at home because it leads you to thinking about me. It leads you to thinking of me in an... Oh, yeah, let's not bring that up either. I'd rather not know of my students' personal habits. Right. Well, that is a problem. I'm guessing this crush has been going on a long time, huh? Seeing as you're about to graduate and your grades have been dropping since junior year. Well, have you tried to divert your feelings to another girl in any of your classes? Perhaps tried to find a girlfriend or something? They don't compare to me. Well, that's sort of nice to hear, I suppose. Perhaps I can help you with this crush. Perhaps if I allow you to, experience the real thing, you can get rid of some of those feelings. What do I mean? Well, allow me to just... Do you like my outfit? Do you like my blouse and this tight pencil skirt? Judging by your blush, I guess you do. I'm not making you uncomfortable, am I? No? That's good. You mentioned my boobs earlier. Do you want to unbutton my blouse and have a look at them? Yeah, well, I'm not gonna stop you. Wait, you're 18, right? This is highly inappropriate anyway, but we're not doing anything illegal, right? You turned 18 a few months ago. Alright, it doesn't make the situation any less weird, but at least I'm not doing anything illegal. No, you can keep going. I'm okay with it. Don't think any less of me, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't find you attractive. It's incredibly wrong, but I'm no liar. You may not think it's wrong, but let's just say we have different opinions. Let's stop discussing this and just unbutton my blouse for me. Just put it wherever you want. Well, what do you think? I won't deny they're big, but... Well, thank you. I suppose they do look nice in this bra. Would you like to touch them? No, it didn't hurt, you touching them. It's just, I haven't been touched like this in a while. Oh. Have you done something like this before? It's just, there's a certain look in your eyes, and your blush doesn't help it. Am I the first woman you've done something like this with? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. If it helps, you have a very gentle touch. A lot of women like that in a man. Kiss? Can you kiss me? I suppose that'd be fine. I'm guessing that you don't kiss a lot either, so just, if I tell you to do something, do it, okay? Oh, it's nothing. Just, it's a kiss. Don't try to fuse her lips together. It's fine, really. I don't expect you to be amazing at kissing since you've never done it before. You taste good as well. Women like that. Soft lips are also a bonus. No, I'm fine. It's just, I didn't expect you to grab my hips like that. My ass? Yeah, you can put your hands a bit further down and touch it. Wait, before you start touching my ass, I want to ask something of you. I want you to take your shirt off. As long as you're okay with it. Well, go on, take it off. Oh. Nothing, it's just, you're not exactly the sporty type. So, I didn't expect you to be this, well, your mom and dad are fitness freaks. Well, that would explain the chest. You mind if I, well, touch it? Yeah, I guess you're right. I did let you touch my chest. It's only fair I get to touch yours. Yeah, I can take my bra off. Or do you want to take it off? Here, just, let me just lean up against you. So my tits are pressing up against your chest. And you can just reach around and unclasp my bra. You look nervous. Are you scared you won't get my bra off? Or is it that my soft tits are pressed up against your chest? Your breathing's pretty deep. There you go. Taking my bra off wasn't that hard, was it? Let me just stand back so it can... You look like you just struck gold. Oh, don't worry. I'm flattered. Now, do you just want to ogle my tits, or do you want to grab my hips and pull me into you like before? That way you'll feel them pressed up against you again. Oh, I'm liking this way more than I should. I don't care. Please kiss me again.
Let your hands travel down. Do you like how my tight skirt hugs my ass so well? How many times have you snuck a peek at me when I walk by your desk to the front of the class? Don't be embarrassed. I can't get mad at you for perving while I'm making out with you. Yeah, the zipper on my skirt. Just pull it down. I want you to feel the real thing. Oh, you're more of an ass guy, aren't you? You just gently fondled my tits like you didn't know what to do with them. But with my ass. Oh, you've thought about my ass way more. The way you just grabbed it, like it was yours and you wanted it right there and then. You're grabbing it hard like you don't want to ever let go. No, just like that. I want there to be marks on my ass where you grabbed it. Keep kissing me while you grab my ass. Fuck. I'm enjoying this so much. You can tell though, can't you? You can feel my nipples practically cutting into your chest. They're that fucking hard. You're hard as well, but it's not your nipples. It's something else. And that something's pressing against my leg. Oh. You want to know something? I'll give you a special treat if you do something for me. If you eat me out, I'll give you the best blowjob you'll ever get in your fucking life. I can feel your cock twitch against my leg. You want that blowjob? Swap places, so I'm next to the desk then. No. Let me just pull down my panties with my thumbs. Slowly. Just to tease you a little bit. Now let me just perch on the edge of my desk. And slowly spread my legs. So you can see my perfect fucking pussy. You're practically drooling. You like what you see? Oh, I'm gonna be the one blushing soon. No. Get on your knees in between my legs. Wow, you're pretty obedient for stuff like this. You know, this might be more than a one-time thing. Oh, yeah. You've been so good to me so far. And that virginity of yours just gives me the opportunity to mold you like clay to be the perfect fuck for me. Now, come a little bit closer so you can see me spread my pussy with my fingers for you. Fuck. Your breath is so fucking warm on my cunt. but I want your tongue. I'm going to move my fingers and put my hand on your head to slowly pull it to my wet pussy, okay? Good boy. Good boy. Let me just... Fuck. You haven't even done anything and it already feels amazing. But you've got to do something. So lick my pussy. Oh. Yeah. Just like that. You're pretty good at this too. But I can make you even better. Do you know what a clit is? Oh. Never mind. Oh. Looks like you've already found it. Really quickly, too. Yeah. Right there. Lick right there. Fuck. 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 Can I grind my cunt on your face? I'll take that muffled noise as a yes. Oh, God. You're a quick learner. Clearly not just in school. Fuck, baby. You're so fucking good at this. Oh, did I just call you baby? Oh, fuck. You are my baby. You're my good fucking boy. My good boy. That settles it. We are doing this again. Fuck. Oh, God, baby. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Oh, how are you so good at this? Fuck. Oh. Fuck me with your tongue, yeah, baby. Fuck, that feels good. Fuck. Oh, I want to come on your face. Yeah. Can I? Fuck. Oh, God, you're so good at this. How are you learning so fast? Oh, my God. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, my God. Yeah, baby. Oh, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck, baby, I'm coming. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, holy fuck. Fuck. Oh, shit. You alright? I just noticed while I was coming, I kind of pulled you pretty hard. Oh, fuck. Fuck, your face is drenched with my cum. Stand up. Yeah. Let me just get off the desk. Oh. No, I'm fine. Just a little weak in the knees from coming so hard. Thanks for catching me. Now let me just... clean up your face. I taste better than I thought I did. There, now it's your turn. Now lean against the edge of the desk. Good boy. Let me just get on my knees. Your cock is straining against your sweatpants. You do know what they say about gray sweatpants, right? Did you wear these just because it's Friday and you couldn't care less about making an effort? Or were you hoping that something like this would happen? Were you hoping that your hot teacher, who you've been fantasizing about for so long, would see your cock imprint and want to drop to her knees and worship it? You have such a pervy mind. I'm not mad. Quite the opposite. I want to try every pervy thing you've ever thought about. But for now, let me just worship your fat fucking cock. Will you let me do that for you, baby? Good boy. Good boy. Let me just grab the waistband of your sweatpants and underwear and slowly pull it down. Oh. Your cock fucking sprang out. I've never thought about a student's cock before, but even if I did, I'd never expect them to be packing something like this. Oh my god. Do you mind if I just kiss the head of your perfect cock? Would you mind if I just tilt my head slightly and kiss the side of your cock? And then just slowly kiss down the shaft? Kissing every inch. Letting every part of your cock feel my soft lips kissing it. Do you want me to treat your balls as well, baby? Do you want me to use my other hand to fondle them as I take your cock in my mouth? Start sucking? Or do you want me to use my hand to stroke your cock while I suck your balls? You look like your brain's about to explode. Can't make a decision, can you? Let's do both then, shall we? I'll start with sucking your cock and cupping and fondling your heavy balls. Oh, gripping the edges of the desk. Can you not hold on much longer, baby? Do you want to come? Do you want to cover your teacher's face with your cum? Do you want to shove your cock back into my mouth and down into my throat so you can bust a fat fucking load straight into my stomach? Or do you want to hold on for a bit longer and let me suck your balls before we move on to something even better than what we've been doing? The last option? Good boy. I was hoping you'd say that. Hold on just a little longer, baby. Let me give your balls the attention they deserve while I stroke your wet cock with my other hand. It's so fucking slick with my spit. Oh, baby. Your moans. You're struggling, aren't you? Keep holding on. I'm so proud of you. You're being such a good boy. You're a virgin and you've lasted so long while I've worshipped your cock and balls. Not a lot of people could have lasted this long being treated by me. Virgin or not. But you're my good boy. You want the best feeling imaginable. You wanna fuck my pussy, don't you? You wanna destroy my tight, wet cunt? Well, you can. Just keep holding on. God, your moans are so fucking hot. Did you like me sucking your balls, baby? Did you enjoy your hot teacher worshipping them? Aren't you a little flatterer? You're making me blush. But I think we've both waited long enough. I want you to destroy my pussy just as much as you do. Take my hand and pull me up, will you? Thanks. Swap places with me. Let me stand in front of the desk and you get behind me. Do you know what doggy style is, baby? You do? Did you fantasize about bending me over in front of the whole class, shoving my head into the desk before you'd pull my skirt up, rip my panties off before shoving your cock deep into my pussy, and fucking me rough right in front of everyone? Fucking me so rough that I can't help but moan your name. Call myself your little slut. Your little whore. Your cum dump. And at the end of it all, you'd come so deep inside me that I'd be a mumbling mess. And I wouldn't have enough brain power to form a sentence as you'd pull me to my knees and push your cock into my mouth to clean it off. I really did hit the nail on the head, didn't I? Look at your wide eyes. You really are a perv, you know. But you're lucky that the thought of you fucking me rough doggy style with all of your classmates' eyes on us is pretty fucking hot. I guess we're both pretty big pervs. We don't have an audience right now, but that doesn't mean you can't fuck me rough until I'm a mumbling mess. Teasing me now, are we? Oh, just running the head of your thick cock up and down my slit. Come on, baby. Stick your cock in me and fuck the shit out of me. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, God. It just slid right in. Oh, that's because you made me so fucking wet. That's because you ate me out like my pussy was a 5-star meal. That's because I was practically leaking on the floor while I was sucking your cock. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Thrust into me like my pussy is just a sleeve for your cock. Oh, God, you're so fucking good at this. Holy fuck, baby, you're splitting me open. Your cock is stretching me out. The head of your cock's practically beating into my womb. You could have had any woman drooling over this fucking thing. It makes me feel lucky that I'm the one you fantasized about. I'm the one that you wanted to fuck. Oh. God. Oh, how are you so fucking good at this? Oh. Oh my god, baby. Yeah, just keep going like that. Fuck, you're perfect. Oh god. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, yeah. Oh god. Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck. I think I'm gonna come again. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're making me come. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, let me come on your cock. Fuck. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, and you're still fucking me. God. I didn't think a virgin could have this much stamina. Are you close, baby? Are you gonna come soon? Tell me, alright? Remember to tell me. I want you to come so bad. I just want you to feel as good as I do, baby. Oh, just pound into me. Yeah. Fuck. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, use my body however you want. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me harder, baby. Oh, fuck, I can feel your clothes. Oh, your thrusts are getting so desperate. God, you have to be so close by now, baby. You're close now? Alright, pull. Oh, yeah. Pull out. Oh, jerk your cock, baby. Jerk your cock as I slump down and on my knees. I want you to come as much as you can. You can get it in my hair, all over my face, my tits. I don't care, just shoot that fucking load. Oh, come on me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Holy fuck. You really fucking covered me, didn't you? Here comes all over my face. It's dripping all the way down to my breasts. That was fucking amazing. You were amazing. You can be even more amazing if you get the tissue box on my desk and hand it to me. Thank you. You can get dressed while I clean myself up. Oh, and can you put my clothes on the desk as well? Do you remember what I said when you were eating me out? You know, about us doing this again? You heard me moan. You heard me fucking scream as I came, let's be honest. I think it's safe to say that no one has ever fucked me like that. What I mean is, if you wanted to, we could keep doing this. I doubt it'd be hard to keep you after class. One phone call to your parents about your grades, and I'm sure they'd agree to you staying after school with me to improve them. You want to? I don't know what to say. You're probably the best guy I could have asked for to do this kind of thing with. What do I mean? Well, you're hung like a fucking horse for one thing. You're a quick learner when it comes to sex. And not to mention all the non-sexual things. You're really smart and sweet and kind. You're just an amazing guy in every department. Well, thank you for helping me out. I can barely feel my legs. You okay? You came pretty fucking hard. Better than ever, huh? Maybe we need to go around too. I'm joking, you need to head home. You don't need a ride or anything, right? You can walk home? Well, it's good you don't live far. No, don't go yet. Give me your phone with the contacts open. There we go. Now you have my number. It's saved under my first name, so your parents won't question why you have your teacher saved in your contacts. Now I can text you whenever I want, or whenever you want. We could text, call each other maybe, some FaceTime here and there. Nice smile you've got there. I look forward to seeing that a lot more.